taking risks. Question. Hey, Mike, I have this project coming up, massive for me, but the problem is I'm terrified of the role. It requires really deep work from me, physical skills, emotional access, and tons of research. Part of me wants to try, but the other part is completely terrified that I'll screw it up, not deliver the work I so desperately want to, and that I will waste the time of the wonderful cast and crew I'll be working with. So, how can I trust myself to deliver when the time comes? How can I get over the fact that I feel I'm not good enough to deliver? In fact, it feels like more than self-doubt. It feels like, to me, that I'm actually not capable of giving the work required for this role. Ah. Thanks so much, Michael. Yours truly, JD. Answer. Hey, JD. Thank you for sending this question in. What a bloody beautiful problem to have. The gig is already on the table. Congratulations. Now, to dive in and commit, or let it go and pass the ball on to someone else. Okay, let's cut to the chase. It's very clear, based off your question and just the way that you worded it, that you want to do this. You desperately want to deliver generous work. The problem? It's just bloody uncomfortable taking a risk when you might feel like an idiot. And how understandable. Yeah, we are social creatures, always in relationship to each other. No human exists outside of connection to others. So feeling silly in front of others is an important emotion. It's the body's way of saying, hey, stay safe, don't get kicked out of the tribe. And that signal has helped us get this far as a species, which is a beautiful thing. So let's not waste any time wishing away those fears around caring what others think. They're totally normal and likely to continue for the rest of your career. I'll say that again, likely to continue for the rest of your career. Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but I can't think of a great artist who doesn't care what others think. Doesn't get self-conscious or doesn't get scared when it comes to sharing their work with the tribe. The trick is they have something they care about more. The work they are trying to contribute. It's not that they don't care what others think, it's that they are clear about what's worth caring about more. So let's notice the dissonance, your body protecting you from rejection, and bring it back to what you want most. Contributing generous, playful, and honest work. Now, when it comes to screwing it up, okay, do me a favor, pull out a notepad and pen, and for 10 minutes, I want you to write down the achievements you are proudest of. Then, I want you to trace those achievements back to where they began. Where was that first tiny action step that started the journey toward that achievement? What do you notice? Chances are that achievement started by you taking some small and uncomfortable first step. So let's use some logic here. If the things you're most proud of, most grateful for, most fulfilled with in your career and life all started with taking a risk, no matter how big or small, what's that telling you? Yeah. Taking risks is a totally normal part of the process. So, to be clear, you want to give generous work. You are guaranteed to have normal feelings of discomfort pop up. But what if you take the risk and it fails? And you do just fall on your face hard. Well, I got to be honest, I've never worked with an artist, an actor, musician, athlete who has said to me, hey, Mike, you know, I wish I never took that risk. But I certainly have heard the sentence, I wish I took that risk, very, very often. So the question becomes, what will you regret less several years from now? Taking that risk you were yearning for, even if it meant feeling silly for a moment, or staying in your comfort zone and passing the ball on to someone else. Just remember, taking risks means there'll likely be an increase in fear, and an increase in fear requires an increase in two very important factors: slowness and kindness. When you feel the urge to go hard and fast, that's a beautiful time to go slow and be kind to yourself. There is a reason why so many generous artists behave in slow and kind ways. They didn't get to the point where they could sustainably give generous work by behaving in unsustainable ways. No one wins by you rushing, and certainly no one wins by you beating yourself up. So permission to slow down, and permission to go, to be kind to yourself. Now, I'm really drawn to a particular part of your question, the words "actually not capable." Okay, now this gets fun. We can talk about the mental side all we like, but it seems there's something here which might not be just a story you're telling yourself. There might be a very practical reality here. If you can sit there and honestly say that the skills required are skills you don't yet possess, okay, clear. Go possess them. What do I mean? Confidence will come from skills. From your body knowing it can actually do the thing. And reality will make you very aware of whether you actually have the skills or not to do the thing. So, two very important things. One, what are the exact skills you require in order to deliver work you can feel proud of? And, just as important, who are the best people capable of helping you develop those skills? I don't care if it's screen skills, theater skills, comedy skills, emotional access, horse riding, character research, building backstories, script analysis, boxing, ballet, blacksmithing, whatever. Find out what you actually need to be proficient at in order to deliver work you feel proud of. Then go seek out the best coaches, colleagues, mentors, etc., who can help you develop those skills. Remember, skill development requires a big investment of your resources, but skill maintenance takes a significantly lesser hit on your time and energy, meaning those skills you're investing in, they will be there with you for the rest of your career. Once they are in the body, they are in the body and no one can take them away from you. And, in case you need another reminder, skills are the most important investment you can make in your career. I don't know a generous artist who regrets the time and effort they invested in developing their skills. Curious what choices you make, JD. I hope this helps. Cool. I was going to say something. Good morning. It's very early. questions. Man, please, if you have a question you'd like me to answer about your career or craft of acting, please feel free to email me at info@actorsblueprint.com. And man, my career course. Okay, after 4 years of building, my career course has finally been released, and I'm really proud of it. It's what I didn't have when I needed it most. A systematic approach to building your career your way. So for private coaching, for my online career course, or for just all other resources, head to actorsblueprint.com or simply email me at info@actorsblueprint.com. Okay, cool.